Shocking, United Airlines pilot removed after supporting October 7 terrorist massacre, kidnappings. By Joshua Klein on November 20, 2023. A United Airlines pilot was removed from service after being caught expressing support for the Hamas terror group's October 7 massacre in Israel, the deadliest against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, which saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israelis, mostly civilians. On the day of the massacre, which left over 1,200 dead and more than 240 taken hostage, United Airlines pilot Ibrahim Armas Alam published a post on Facebook describing the attacks, which included the burning of babies alive, as resistance by brave people. For all my friends here in FB land with questions/thoughts/assumptions/critique about what's transpiring in Palestine, currently in response to the Zionist occupation, please work on expanding your media literacy, he reportedly wrote after the attacks came to light. Claiming mass media in the U.S. is heavily politicized and skewed to show a non-occupying narrative of Palestine, Mas Alam described the massacre as a resistance by a brave people who have endured decades of occupation, oppression, humiliation, apartheid, and straight-up murder. He also said the attack was not unprovoked, but a response to this past year's attacks by the Zionist regime, as he referred readers to a site loaded with disinformation about Israel's efforts to defend itself. Mas Alam is also listed as the board vice president of CARES, Council on American Islamic Relations, New York chapter. CARE has been declared a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates and was named by federal prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas funding operation. Having failed to condemn the Hamas terror attack on Israel, CARE instead offered its support on the day of the massacre in a statement expressing solidarity with the Palestinian people. Don Steeles reached out to United for comment on Monday, and was informed that the pilot has been removed from service, with pay, while we look into this matter. Last month, an Air Canada pilot was fired for posting offensive anti-Israel messages. The matter follows Hamas' multi-pronged October attack that saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi Holocaust, resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.